The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is going to be one of those things where TX is going to be like, I'm a better husband.
Yeah.
We have friends of show who just took a quick trip. And I think it's important to note that it was a short flight. I think it was like, it's like going to Vegas, a little farther than Vegas, like from here to San Diego. What was that? Like 2.5 hours?
2.5, yeah.
Okay.
Short flight. Okay. On their way back, they've been dating for a little bit. And they had their fun little weekend and whatnot. And then on their way back, he flies for business a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then they called him up to the counter while they're waiting to board their flight. It's like, Mr. Barbara. And he comes up to the counter and like, we'd like to offer you an upgrade to first class. And he's like, sweet. So he took it. And they only had one.
Mm.
So he sat in first class.
Okay.
And she sat in a perfectly good seat that she was already going to sit in.
Mm-hmm.
Not for a transatlantic.
Right, just 2.5 hours.
Sure. But the seat
she
he was going to sit in.
She is beside herself that he took the upgrade. Like, first off, in her brain, clearly I'm already taking a side. In her brain, don't take it and let somebody else reap the benefits. Like if I'm a platinum member of whatever, Aaron, you go to the lounges at the airport.
I don't. I've only
I thought
been,
you have.
I have because my friend had an extra pass.
Okay.
I don't get in by, I do not qualify.
Okay.
I don't even know where they are. I can't even find
that's
it.
That's exactly the way we want to keep it.
Platform 9 3/4. I'm like, oh, you're
whoa, 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 hold on.
Sprint.
Your thing
I
about
sprint
it
at
is,
this wall and then I'll be in the American lounge.
It's exactly like that.
Yeah.
It's they're hiding in plain sight. You've walked by them and you just
really?
Don't realize it. Yes.
Those like random escalators in the like weird
in the
little
middle
shopping
of the concourse,
centers.
Yeah. They go up to where the cool people are.
Okay. I do get kind of hurried away. Like, move along, sir.
No, but like, if your friend was like, I have access to the Amex Centurion Lounge, you mind if I go up and grab a couple of drinks? No. Would you be like, God, no.
No, I'd be like,
you
hey,
stay
sneak
down
me
here
something
and drink
down
with,
here.
Right. Like, no, you stay down here and drink with me. Drink, like,
yeah.
Wouldn't you want your friend to have unlimited drinks and food if they could?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Sure. Your friend.
Wouldn't you want...
Not your significant other. No, but that's part of the trip is the plane ride, especially if you don't have kids.
It's 2.5 hours, TX.
That's part of the trip. That's like a date.
Hold on. Before you say any more of your egregious language, please text in to 51059. All I want is take or don't take. Take the upgrade or don't take
the
upgrade.
And I want to make sure this was after, like they were on their way back, right?
On your way home.
Because I think it is different on the way there.
Why?
Because we're going together, like that's kind of the start. I want to be together afterwards.
How much
we
do you
can
talk
have
on a
break?
Plane? How much do you talk on a plane?
Like
a 2.5 hour flight is perfect for a movie. Like I don't
watch movies.
AirPods, and I just watch them on my phone, and like done, like and then we land.
It's been a hot minute since I've traveled with someone that I want to talk to. So
hey, we flew.
Hold
together.
On, that's what I was gonna say. Didn't we fly?
Wait a minute.
Hold up. I'm taking the upgrade. No, but like, what? I think you should take it. And I feel like TX gonna be the guy over there going like, if you love your wife, you buy her flowers on a Tuesday. She died on a Tuesday. Like you're just that guy.
To me, it's not about taking the upgrade. It's about when you land. Imagining when you land, and then you just get. You're like, so how was your trip? Mine was great. I had caviar, and we had
free
champagne.
No, you don't talk about it.
But it's gonna come up. You're like, so how was it? Like you just spent now 2.5 hours apart. So it's like, how'd it go? And she's like, man, I sat next
Wait,
to this guy.
Wait, hold on, is AHAC here somewhere?
No, she's not.
Oh, she's not?
Mm-mm.
So you're spending this entire show, the entire 4 hours that we're here, you're spending that apart?
I am, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Is that okay? Can you guys do that?
Barely, okay. If you must know.
Yeah,
it seems inconsiderate. It seems rude. Like you're supposed to be in it together.
Isn't it
you're in the trip
rude
together.
That I've earned with my status a dope flight and now I have to turn it down because of you?
Well, I don't want to be a burden.
That's what I'm saying.
No, and I think it's different too if it was international. You have to be in the same place for international.
International flying first class. I've only done it once.
Yeah, it's a dream. I've never done it. It's literally a dream for me.
I was on a Dreamliner. And you don't recline. You lay down.
Yeah.
Lay down, down.
But how could you be in a relationship with somebody and you're enjoying all those
why
perks
should we both
and
be
you're
miserable?
Just knowing that they're not and you don't feel
but why
bad
should
or
we
guilty
both
about
be miserable?
That?
If it was me
you
and-
said it was a perfectly good seat.
It's perfectly good. Okay, on an international flight. On an international flight. Now I was taking Aaron's analogy now. On an international flight, a perfectly good seat is terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long,
it's so, God, it's so long. And you can't move. I mean, you're a little shorter, Aaron, so it's not that bad. And I'm not exactly tall.
It's still pretty bad.
You can at least put your feet up on the seat and kind
of
like.
Most of the time, my bag is like sticking out underneath the seat and my feet are on it.
On
and I'm
it.
Just
so
like,
you're just kind of in a ball? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You can't do that. But I'm just saying, okay, Tiak, would you want me to do it?
If we were traveling together?
Yes.
Yeah, I would let, yeah. If
your wife got the upgrade, would you want her to do it?
I would let her do it, yeah. I would let her do it. That's chivalrous. That's what I would let, of course.
What's the opposite of chivalrous? When a woman does something nice for a guy, what's that called?
Being chivalrous? Nice?
I don't know. But it's
flirting?
Like,
I don't know.
It's like,
I think it's called sex.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.